Welcome to the Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Idiocracy crossover, where a bunch of incompetent feminist women are in charge and are either completely lying or so incompetent that they cannot even begin to accurately articulate what it is that's going on. We've all seen the footage of the latest moron in Minneapolis who got himself killed by effing around and finding out. But stay tuned because this isn't as clear-cut of an analysis as many people think. In fact, the Republican establishment, including Pam Bondi, Pam Bimbo Bondi, and Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, are lying about what actually happened here. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not siding with the leftists, with the Democrats, but this is what's considered to be a lawful but awful shooting. Not exactly clear cut, but was it warranted? Yes. So much disinformation and lies and spin going around about this situation. So stay tuned and be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here because you won't see independent and politically incorrect analysis like this anywhere else. Pam Bondi did the meme on Fox News, of course, where she basically works as a contributor. Instead of overseeing the Department of Justice, she just goes on Fox News and complains about what the Democrats are doing. Instead of actually doing anything about it, even though she is finally someone in our team, or supposedly in our team, is in the position to be able to do that. And it's become a joke that the Republicans are so spineless that all they do is send a strongly worded letter to the Democrats, or strongly worded letter to the big tech companies when they were censoring everybody. And so she sent a strongly worded letter to Tampon Tim. The governor of Minnesota, of course, ground zero for the pro-criminal illegal alien insurrection. So here she is on Fox News detailing some of the crimes that the criminal illegal aliens, who the ICE agents are trying to apprehend, have committed. But then she did the meme.
Side. Rape, homicide, manslaughter. That's who they're trying to protect in Minnesota. I do not understand these people. We sent Governor Walz a very strong letter today. We had been working on this letter. We got it out saying that he better support President Trump. He better support the men and women in law enforcement, because if he doesn't, we are. And
this has been going on for how many weeks now? And the only solution, the only thing that she could think to do is to send a letter. We've been working all weekend on this letter, and we sent it to him. I'll get into the details of what really happened with this other shooting by ICE agents of an American citizen. And again, before leaving an angry comment saying that I'm siding with the protesters, you got to listen to the full report, because they are idiots. The Republican establishment are idiots. Most people are idiots. Including Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, who really should just be making coffee for the ICE agents, not overseeing one of the most important departments in our government. Here she is lying about what happened.
Individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The officers attempted to disarm this individual, but the armed suspect reacted violently.
Now, that is a half-truth. He did have the gun, but it was holstered. It was in his waist. It was not visible until the struggle ensued, and he did not pull it on the officers. Now, again, this shooting was warranted. Don't get me wrong, but it's situations like this where what actually happened need to be clearly articulated to the American people, not these pathetic half-truths, which people with a brain, which I know are a very limited number of people these days, can see through. And then the Democrats and the liberal media, the Marxist media, can use as more ammunition to attack us.
Fearing for his life and for the lives of his fellow officers around him, an agent fired defensive shots. Medics were on the scene immediately and attempted to deliver medical aid to the subject, but he was pronounced dead.
Now, that is true. They did fear for their lives. And this guy was a total moron. Bringing a gun to a protest is Second Amendment right. A concealed weapon, even in many states, is fully within the Second Amendment. But when you start interfering in a federal operation, now you are no longer a protester. Now you are a perpetrator. Now, did that alone warrant him to get killed? No. But let me continue. The great Stephen Miller, who I'm sure we all respect, has done fantastic work, even starting a law firm to fight against anti-whiteism pro bono, posted, a would-be assassin tried to murder federal law enforcement and the official Democrat account sides with the terrorists. No, he actually did not try to murder the ICE agents. He didn't pull the gun out of his holster. And like I said, stay tuned because I'll make it as clear as day what actually happened here and why the shooting was justified. But we have to be honest about how this actually happened and what this clown's motivations were. The official Department of Homeland Security Twitter account posted that DHS law enforcement officers were conducting a targeted operation in Minneapolis against an illegal alien wanted for violent assault. An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm automatic handgun seen here, which they show later as evidence. Again, making it sound like he just pulled out his gun and was approaching them. He approached them to hassle them, to interfere in the investigation, but he had his phone in his hand. He was recording it. He took his little protest idea quite a bit too far, crossed the line, started interfering with the agents, but they're making it sound like he went there and pulled out a gun and then they killed him. The officers attempted to disarm the suspect, they go on, but the armed suspect violently resisted, which he did. More details on the armed struggle are forthcoming. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, this is true, an agent fired defensive shots. Medic on the scene, delivered medical aid. The suspect also had 2 magazines and no idea. And then they add, this looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. No, if that was the case, he wouldn't have had his phone in his hand. He would have approached the ICE agents and then pulled out his gun and started shooting. Now, why did he have the gun? Because he is an insecure little libtard who thinks that he's fighting against the Nazis and didn't go there, it looks like, with the intention to use it, but had to have it on him to feel safe, just in case something were to happen. The Nazis were to attack him, which he created a self-fulfilling prophecy, which means when somebody goes into a situation with a certain belief that is not true, but it's a belief and a perception, and then that belief causes that person or others to then act in a way that confirms or makes that belief then become true. When if they wouldn't have had that belief, then they wouldn't have been engaging in certain kinds of behaviors that then made it true. So if he didn't go into this situation with the delusional belief that he was fighting Nazis, that he might have to have it just in case, then this never would have happened. What really happened here is this moron brought this upon himself, and this was a justified shooting because as soon as he started resisting arrest and assaulting federal agents, then they attempted to arrest him. He continued to struggle. In that struggle, then they saw that he had a gun on his holster, which then immediately, because of his assault, not to mention resisting arrest, that immediately changes the situations where all those ICE agents accurately and reasonably believe that their lives are in danger and that guy could pull out that gun at any second. So somebody started shouting, gun, 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 once they spotted it. Now, there are 2 scenarios which possibly occurred here, both of which did warrant the actions of ICE officers. Theory number one, and this will be confirmed or debunked as time goes on, probably fairly sooner rather than later, is that the ICE agents, they did in fact disarm him. An ICE agent took the gun out of his holster. So it doesn't even look like he pulled the gun on them. ICE agent took the gun out of his holster. As he was walking away, it looks like there was an accidental discharge of that weapon. That particular weapon has a high degree of accidental discharges. That's theory number one. So then the officers heard a gunshot, not knowing that he was disarmed because it was just a split second after the agent disarmed him. they and the officers assumed he must have got his gun, and then they shot him and killed him. Theory number two also justifies the shooting, that he grabbed his cell phone or still had his cell phone in his hand, which he was using to record the officers. In the struggle, the officers or one of the officers saw that cell phone, mistook it for the gun. Again, since somebody already shouted, gun, gun, gun. So they reasonably believe he has a gun. Then they see what could have been the cell phone in his hand, reasonably assume that's the gun. Then they shoot him. So this was not an execution. This was not excessive force. This was a terrible situation that this moron brought upon himself. And that's how it should be articulated. Not that he went there to assassinate the ICE agents. Not that he went there to inflict maximum carnage, like the at least the initial official story from the feminist brigade, which is running this bleep show. Not to mention Cash Poop Thrower Patel, who is equally incompetent and in way over his head and also should have resigned just like Dan Bongino did.
But how was he threatening Border Patrol? You've collected the evidence, you said, right? You have the handgun in your possession?
That's right.
And how was he using that handgun in terms of threatening Border Patrol? What was the threat? He had his camera, right? He was filming it.
That's something that I will let the DHS and the prosecutors, because they are the ones investigating that case. I don't want to stylize that evidence. But I trust the men and women on the ground who are trained professionals to only use it when it's absolutely necessary. And I trust Secretary Noem's leadership and DHS and HSI to do the right thing, as they've always done in these scenarios.
All the different videos from all the different angles were almost immediately posted and went viral online right after the incident. But here he is, still unable to articulate what it is that happened. And again, it's instances like this where there's a lot of ambiguity, where it requires somebody to be extremely precise with their language to describe what happened. And here he is on Fox News being as generic as possible, which only gives the Democrats and the Marxist media more ammunition against us. Then we have this ridiculous post from RT from Russia Today, which usually does some pretty good work. You know, they do want to undermine America by highlighting all of our flaws, but they're going to report on the flaws that the partisan media in America will not. So this is a big disappointment for me to see this, where they posted this just complete nonsense. I can't believe they haven't deleted this, where they said that Pretty, whatever the guy's name was, grabs second weapon from his holster, making ICE kill him. Debunks claim he's disarmed. And then they cite just another random engagement slop, most likely Twitter account. That's their source. Here's the video that is going around showing what appears, again, I try to be as clear and precise with my language as possible, appears to be the weapon accidentally discharging. Now, we don't know for sure. We should know very soon, because all it takes is this agent to be debriefed and explain, you know, was that weapon discharged or not? If the weapon was not discharged, then obviously the agents fired because they saw the guy with his cell phone in his hand and thought that that was the gunner. He was grabbing, dropped his cell phone, was reaching for it, thought he was reaching for the gun, and all the mayhem, the agents shot him. So it could be a coincidence that the gun or his wrist kind of moves at the same time that the other agent first shoots him, or this could have been the first shot. Still, again, too early to tell as of Sunday night, but this should come out by now, by Monday morning. Certainly does look like it. But, you know, sometimes things aren't always as they appear. The best analysis in terms of the legality of the ICE officers shooting this clown comes from this guy, Andrew Branca, who is a legal analyst. I'll play just a brief segment of his clip because he really sums it up very well as to why in this particular situation, even if the guy didn't pull the gun on ICE officers, they had a reasonable expectation that he would. Thus, the shooting is justified.
What's required for the shooting to be lawful? The officers have to have a reasonable perception of an imminent threat of unlawful deadly force harm. That's it. If the answer to that is yes, this is a lawful shoot. They're struggling with this gun. If they perceive this guy as being noncompliant with arrest, fighting with officers, as reaching for a weapon, they will have reasonably perceived an imminent threat of unlawful deadly force harm, justifying their use of deadly defensive force. And their perception does not have to be correct. Their perception has to be reasonable. We're not required to make perfect decisions in self-defense. Police, too. We're required to make reasonable decisions in self-defense. If an officer heard a fellow officer shout gun, and officers are allowed to rely on the expertise of training on their fellow officers, they don't personally need to see the threat themselves. If another officer with whom they're working in that event shouts out that the triggering event has been observed by a fellow officer, that's enough for another officer to resort to the use of deadly defensive force. They're allowed to rely on their reasonable perceptions of the other officer's communications and conduct. Happens all the time because everyone knows the officers have different perspectives or seeing different things at any given time. Every officer does not personally need to see the threat. He has to have a reasonable belief that the threat is present. That can be based on a reliance of what other officers communicate to him. So if one officer shouts gun, all the other officers are going to be prepared to, and some of them will shoot, as appears to be what happened here. When you get in a physical brawl with a bunch of armed law enforcement officers and you have a gun on your person, you're running a serious risk of getting fatally shot in the course of that confrontation. The moment they see that gun, they've reasonably perceived an imminent threat of deadly, unlawful force against them, and they'll justifiably respond with deadly defensive force.
Which means it looks like none of these officers are going to be indicted, which obviously they shouldn't be indicted, for this shooting, just like the shooting with that other whack job who, again, probably didn't intend to run over the ICE agent, but acted in reckless disregard for his life and didn't even really care, didn't even think about him, just wanted to get out of there. We all saw the video. She did hit him. Again, doesn't matter if it didn't cause great bodily injury. Did that officer reasonably assume that she was about to use deadly force? Absolutely. So he's not being charged. Looks like none of these officers are going to be charged. So this powder keg just got even bigger. Meanwhile, Tampon Tim is equating ICE rounding up criminal illegal aliens. Again, they're not even rounding up just the ones who are here illegally. I mean, that would be impossible. There's like 30 million of them here. Okay. They're only getting the violent ones who have been arrested and convicted and then let back out onto the street because the sanctuary states and sanctuary cities are so corrupt that they don't turn these scum over to ICE to then be deported. So now Tampon Tim is equating this with the Holocaust.
We have got children in Minnesota hiding in their houses, afraid to go outside. Many of us grew up reading that story of Anne Frank. Somebody's going to write that children's story about Minnesota. And there's one person who can end this now.
That's you, sir. You can allow ICE to come and round up the criminal illegal aliens who have been infesting your city. And here's a brief AI illustration showing what this guy should have done in order to stay alive.
Sir, step back on the sidewalk. We are trying to arrest a violent criminal.
Sure thing, officer.
Good, stay right there.
It's as simple as that. If you find value in my analysis and my reports, then just buy me a coffee by clicking the link in the description below. It's a great service to tip your favorite content creators like $5, which is way better than leaving a super chat or a super thanks because YouTube takes like 30% right off the top. So click the link in the description below, head on over there and check it out.